Well, you need a whip.
If you bought fruit and fruit in a store, the grocer would put the fruit or the vegetables into a
paper bag.
Any other kind of container? In maybe older days, you might have put them in a
box, poker sack, or something like that.
Okay. How was a fairly large quantity of sugar packaged?
Well, 100-pound bags, 12 bags is about as large as containers as I've ever seen packed in. Shipped here to fill. Used to have merchant dealers in there. Ordered in 100-pound bags.
Okay. What would you call the amount of corn you might take to the mill at one time to be ground?
Ton of corn.
When the light burns out in an electric lamp, you have to put in a new
bulb.
Now, there's something to do with, again, with washing. When you carry the washing out to hang it up on the line, your wife will do this. She'll say you carry it out in a, without washing it out in a...
They used to have a container of some kind that would carry as much as a big armful, depending on what it handled to get, maybe a big 10-quart foot tub or something like that.
Okay. Some similar kind of container that nails come in. What would you call that?
Okay.
What runs around the barrel to hold the wood or stays in place in this wooden barrel?
Well, the metal binders or not, I don't know that name. It's a thin metal binder that's strapped on to hold the tape together.
Okay. If you fill up a bottle, say a wine bottle, and you want to enclose it so that the liquids won't spill out. What kind of thing do you put in there?
Cork or stopper.
Passion, kind of musical instrument that's becoming a little more popular today, particularly on the university campus, I know. Children like to play with it. It's one that you put in your mouth and work back and forth and blow through it.
French harp.
What is another kind of instrument that you hold between your teeth and pick with your fingers and you're twanged, old-fashioned?
Mute harp.
Okay. And when you're going outside to mail, you take what kind of instrument? If you have a wagon and two horses, what is a long wooden piece between the horses?
The tongue, wagon tongue.
Okay. That's a neat one to me. Mm-hmm. Some folks also call it a neat.
Yeah.
With a... if you have a horse pulling a buggy and you hitch him up, before you do that, you have to back in between the...
Check.
Now on the buggy, the thing that the traces come back to in order to hook on is called a...
Single tree. There's one name for it.
Some folks have some other terms for it.
Yeah. Remember, what's it called?
Oh, okay. Football tree or football tree?
Yeah.